This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, the single most important thing in life is connections. And usually people describe connections as who you know. But I describe connections as who knows you. Because I may know a lot of people. But do they know me? Know me meaning, for example, if I pick up the phone, I call them, will they answer? Will they take my call? Will they answer my call? The rule in life is that if you want to build these connections, then you have to do things for those people. Right? You don't build connections in life by taking things, but you build connections by giving things in advance. So you help them, you whatever way. And then once your goodwill bank balance is of a certain level, then when the time comes, maybe if you call them, they will take your call. But there is one who knows you, who always takes your call, and who you can do nothing for, and he does everything for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our connection with him? May Allah bless the Shaykh. He recited two of my favorite ayats, both from Surah Al-Baqarah, first in the first ayat in the first rakat and the second ayat in the second rakat. Both of these ayats have to do with connections. The first ayat is the story about this man who came into this town or village which was ruins. It had, whatever had happened to it, it was, whole place was, people were dead, whatnot, place was in ruins. This man comes there, he's riding on his donkey, he comes there and he says, how can Allah make this alive?
أَوْكَ الَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّعْهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتْ قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهْ وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزوها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
He's asking a question. In a way, he's asking Allah, how can you give this life? How can this thing be alive? So what happens to him? Allah says, die. He's dead. His donkey is dead. Then Allah leaves him like that for 100 years. 100 years. Now, this is why I say when you do tafsir of the Quran, when you reflect on the Quran, go deep into it. Put yourself in that situation. Right? Put yourself in the situation now. This is 2024. What is 100 years from now? Which year is it? 2124, right? Believe me, the rate at which this world is going, I don't even know if the world will be there in 100 years. Well, now, let's imagine the world is here. But one thing for sure, not one single person sitting in this room will be here in 2124. This is an absolute guarantee we can give to ourselves, right? Nobody but nobody. So now imagine, this man is dead for 100 years. Now he comes back alive. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, look at your donkey. And as the man is watching, the bones of the donkey, now flesh grows on it, it becomes a complete donkey, it gets life, it stands up. Then Allah says, look at your food and drink. That food and drink is good. Right? Now think about this. The story for that man is not over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished it there. But the story for the man is now he came back alive 100 years later. Not a single one of his family is alive. All his siblings are dead, his parents are dead, his wife is dead, his children are dead, his grandchildren are probably dead. If they are not dead, they don't even know who the man is. The town has changed, the currency in his pocket doesn't work. He has no ID, he is nothing. Out of the blue, 100 years later, this man is alive. He still has whatever lifespan he's got left for him. What kind of a situation do you think that man finds himself in? And you might say, well, you know, all he did was ask a question. You're right. He asked a question. But he asked a question when there was no connection. Next ayah. Same question. Exactly the same question. But the one asking it has a connection.
إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعوهن يأتينك سعيا وعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم.
See the answer to that. See the answer to that. He's saying, oh my Rabb, Rabbi, kaifa tuhim, how do you bring back something which is dead? How do you bring it back to life? So, logically, what should happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should say, this is how I do it, right? He's asking a question. But is that the answer? What is Allah saying? Hawalam tu'min? It is such a beautiful answer, it's such a beautiful relationship. You are asking me? You don't believe? You can see the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his Khalil. And my understanding is that Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time is a little boy. He's not a grown, 40-year-old man or 60-year-old man. He's a small boy who's asking a question, but he has this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, what? You are asking me? So much love. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him on a project. Now imagine this little boy now has been given this whole project. Allah didn't say, go catch four chickens. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says four birds. Now think about this. It is not possible for you or me or anybody to catch a wild bird and tame it so it comes to you. It's not possible. Not doable. Cannot be done. If you want a wild bird to come to your call, what you need to do is go find nests in which there are eggs. Wait for them to hatch before they are full fledgings, before they are ready to fly. They take the chick from there, raise the chick, hand feed it, hand raise it. And then this chick becomes, this bird becomes, then it grows, it becomes your friend and it will come to you, right? Four different species means different times of the year. They all don't nest at the same time. They all don't lay eggs at the same time. They all don't eat the same kinds of food. Maybe one is a bird of prey, one is something which eats seeds. One is a bird which eats worms or whatnot, right? All kinds of variables. Four different birds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once you have all that, once you have tamed them, once they come to you and so on, now you kill them, you slaughter them, you chop them, mix it all up, put it on different mountains. Now we don't know how many mountains, whatever it was. And then you call them and they will come to you. Connections. One has a connection. The other one didn't have it. They both got the answer. Both of them got the answer absolutely clearly. In a miraculous fashion, in front of their eyes, something dead came back to life. But one had a connection, one had no connection. Right? So I remind myself and you, let us think about this and say, what is my connection with my Rabb? The fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam, if you imagine this boy is asking this question, it is not like he is not making two rakat of salah, salatul hajj, and he is asking this question. No. This is normal conversation. What does it tell you? He tells you that this boy probably had this habit of having this conversation. I mean, this is not the first time he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the first time he's asking this question. He probably does this all the time. Who's his closest friend? Allah. Ya Allah, what about this? What about that? Give me this, give me that, so on, whatnot. I'm feeling this, feeling that. I need your help. What? You know, I mean, this is right, regular. It is nothing, something. It's not a special occasion for this thing. He's fasting for 40 days, he's getting the Torah. No, this is simple, everyday thing. He does it all the time. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us this story? It's not just, I mean, you know, I know the Quran is not just for stories. This is to tell us that this is possible for you and me. You want to build a connection with Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. The hadith of Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of which is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave remembers me within himself, I remember him within myself, in a way that suits his majesty and grace. When he remembers me in company, I remember him in company, which is superior to his company. So I remember myself in you. Let us focus on this. Right? Let us focus on this. What is my connection with Allah? The finest, the best way to make that, build that connection is salah. Absolute number way, salah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful masjid, gave us the opportunity to come and pray in jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. Do that, tahajjud. And build the connection with Allah where you talk to Allah. Allah did not put any limitations on this. He did not say you must be in wudu, you must be wearing a topi, you must be facing the qibla, nothing. Talk to Allah. Any language, anywhere, any situation, talk to Allah. Build the connection. And then wallahi, just like it happened with Ibrahim, Allah gave this example. When you raise your hand and ask Allah, for you and me, it looks like a big thing. But for the one who's Fatiru Samawati wal Ard, what is it to Allah? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to open our hearts to His Noor, to His Majesty, to His Grace, to His Hub, to His Khashiyah, and to fill our hearts with Tawakkul or Ahlallah, and to make us among those who Allah loves, and make us among those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above anyone and anything else. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.